Thank you for calling XPO. My name is Zanaya. How may I help you?
Hi, my name is Debbie Schmidt, and we purchased some appliances over the weekend, and I'm calling to set up an installation.
Okay, let's see here. And could you provide me with your zip code, Ms. Schmidt?
Sure, it's 32163.
Thank you.
And it's under Thomas.
Thank you. That last name will still be Schmidt?
Yes.
Okay, give me just one moment for you.
All right.
One moment longer here. I apologize about the hold.
No problem.
Okay, thank you for holding so patiently. I was indeed able to pull up your Home Depot ticket. Can I have you just confirm your address and email for me, Ms. Schmidt?
Sure, the address is 3012 Luraville, and it's spelled Luraville Road.
Thank you. And can I have you confirm that email on file for me as well?
Sure. It's T as in Tom, D as in Debbie. Our last name Schmidt, S-C-H-M-I-D-T, 1732@yahoo.com.
Thank you so very much. Now, I do see here your items are scheduled to be delivered to you Saturday the 27th?
Yes.
Okay. And so to coincide with that, I can go ahead and schedule you for March the 2nd, which will be the following Tuesday. Would that be fine for you?
Yes, that would.
Okay. Give me one moment here. All right. I was indeed able to go ahead and schedule you for March the 2nd. You're going to receive a phone call on the day beforehand. It's going to provide you with your 2 to 3 hour time frame, as well as the date of. The tech is going to call you 30 minutes in advance to let you know that he's on the way.
Okay.
And so you are all set. Did you need any further help today?
Nope. I guess we're all set. So Tuesday, March the 2nd.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
No problem at all. I thank you for calling XPO, and you have a great day.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.